Welcome to the Victory Family Church podcast. Thanks for joining us today. For sermon notes and videos related to this message, please visit media@victory.com.
It's 2018, and that means Victory Family Church is 25 years old. Wow, that's incredible. That's a quarter century of praising, preaching, and sharing the unconditional love of God that makes you want to shout, "Look at what the Lord has done." And hey, when you're 25 years young and looking this good, you have to celebrate. So let's do that together. Let's take a minute to look at what God has done through our church in the last 25 years. On July 8th, 1989, Pastor John and Michelle Nuzzo were traveling through Cranberry Township on their way to speak at a church in Apollo, Pennsylvania, when God first put it on their hearts that they would start a church here someday.
We're just right at a certain spot, and I can remember that spot vividly because the Spirit of God came upon me, and it was just in my heart in a general witness. He said, "You'll pastor a church here one day."
And it was kind of unusual because we were kind of just in a conversation, and it just stopped immediately because God's presence filled it was powerful. Yeah, it really was.
On October 17th, 1993, Pastor John and Michelle obeyed the Lord's command and started Victory Christian Fellowship, now Victory Family Church, in the cinema world of the Cranberry Mall. 33 people were in attendance at the first service.
It was a God-sized dream from day one. And that very first Sunday, I stood up and told everybody, all 33 people, that we would touch the region and thousands of people would be a part of this church.
Victory met in various locations for its midweek service, including Fresh Air Camp, the Sheridan Inn, now the Doubletree, and the Chadwick Crown Banquet Facility. On July 8, 1994, Pastor John and Michelle made the decision to go forward and buy land for Victory's first permanent location. In August of 1997, Victory moved into that location at 216 Mystic Pine Trail in Cranberry Township. Within a few short months, the average weekend attendance grew to more than 500 people.
It was growing and we were trying to figure it out, and we realized that there's no more room on a Sunday morning. And so we actually started the Saturday night service, and that quickly became full.
Before long, it became apparent that we had outgrown our first home. In June of 2001, Victory purchased 64 acres of prime real estate for a new facility on Route 19 in the northern part of Cranberry Township. The property was bordered by Route 19 and Interstate 79, two heavily traveled roadways, making Victory's future home very visible to the community.
The Spirit of God really spoke to my heart, and He said, "I want you to trust me for the land Walmart wants." We bought the land and developed it. I get a phone call, and it's a broker for Walmart. And the broker said, "Look, we've seen the land, that we find out your church owns it. I represent Walmart, and we'd like to talk to you about buying the property." And I told him, I said, "Well, it's not for sale." And he said, "Well, everything's for sale." I said, "You don't know my boss. This is not for sale."
In March of 2005, construction on phase one of the new building began. And in April of 2006, the first service was held in the new building. Within the first week of moving into the building, attendance jumped from an average of 965 people in weekend services to almost 1,700.
I can't tell you how many times I said to the people that were there, "We are called to touch a region."
And those people gave, and they prayed, and they believed God with us.
And they served.
And they served. And we're so thankful for those people because they really are the ones who laid that foundation.
In fewer than 2 years after construction, we had almost reached capacity of the new building and saw over 2,400 people give their lives to Christ. We were living the dream, and it was a full-on party. In January of 2008, with an average weekend attendance of more than 2,300, it was time to build again. The new sanctuary would be a 2,400-seater and would cost approximately $14 million to build. During impartation services in 2011, God led Pastor Keith Moore and his ministry to sow $1 million into the project. And within a few short months, construction on the new sanctuary began. When you look at the first 18 years of our church, one thing is clear. We had heart for the young people. In 2011, our heart to reach the next generation drove us to change the way we did our services and the way we marketed ourselves to the community. Not only did our logo change, but so did our style. Gone were the days of plants and pastels. We started using creativity and stories of life change differently, and our services were geared towards an overall experience.
We believe Victory's call was not just to be for a group of people to come to church, have church, help each other and go home, but we were going to touch a region.
On June 8th, 2013, Victory held its first service in the new sanctuary. The vision that Pastor John and Michelle talked about that very first Sunday had started to become a reality. The new building made the church even more visible to the community, who soon recognized it as the beaming church on the hill. Things were looking differently for our next generation ministries as well. We transformed the old sanctuary into a place designed for teens and separated our children's ministry into a brand new middle school ministry. As we approached 2015, we made giant steps forward in facilitating connection. The introduction of the Our Church Experience and small groups gave us the chance to not only worship and learn together, but also to become one church family. In 2017, Victory Family Church was named the 45th fastest growing church in the nation by Outreach Magazine. The growth of small groups and our next gen ministry forced us to expand our facility yet again, creating new places for groups to meet. As we opened these spaces, we enlarged our hearts beyond our four walls and into our community.
We are the hands and feet of Jesus, and He wants us as His body to be mobilizing.
We expanded our outreach through outreach teams that would serve the community and people across the globe. We sent teams of volunteers and thousands of pounds of goods to help people affected by Hurricane Harvey. We created the Exchange Network to train other church staffs and pastors to find new ways to expand their reach into their communities. And just this year, we launched the Waymaker School of Ministry to train and equip young people to answer their call to ministry. We are on a mission to help all people realize that God loves them unconditionally. We want all people to come to know God, find freedom, discover their purpose, and ultimately make an impact for Christ with their lives. As we stand in amazement of all that God has done in our church over the last 25 years, it is on this foundation that we dream of the way God will use us in the years to come. So here's to the past, and to each of you who have been a part of this journey over the last 25 years, thank you. And here's to the future and to the adventure in front of us as we continue to pursue the mission God has called us to.
Where this church is heading is going to make what we had to trust God for in the early days look like we were asleep. And you're about to watch a miracle happen. And the miracle is right here in this house right now. And you are a part of it.
Victory Family Church, everyone doing good this morning?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. My name is Kelly.
My name is Sean.
And you guys picked a fantastic weekend to be in church because, as you've seen already, we are celebrating 25 years as a ministry, which has been awesome. And this is a two-week celebration, so we're celebrating this weekend and next weekend. So make sure you come back. You don't want to miss it. But before we continue in service, Sean and I, we just want to take a moment, welcome all of you here today. For those of you that are guests with us, we just wanted to give you a little bit of information about our church and some of the things that are happening here at Victory.
Absolutely. We hope whether this is your first time, you've been coming for a while, that you've already begun to experience a part of what we're all about as a church, and that is to help all people realize that God loves them unconditionally. So no matter where you are at today, you know, it says in the Bible about how, you know, while we were still sinners, separated from God, didn't even care about God. In fact, before we were even born, God actually loved us by sending His Son to die for our sins, took our place, and offers us new life. And we hope you get a great understanding of just who God is, that you would know Him in this time that we have together today.
Yeah, Yeah, amen. And if you are a guest with us today, we would love to connect with you before you leave today. So on your way out, we would love for you to stop by guest services. You'll see if it's straight through the cafe, through the lobby. There's two white walls that say guest services. And we have team members there. They'd love the chance to meet you, get to know you a little bit, answer any questions that you have. And we have a pretty awesome free gift for you today just for being here with us. So make sure you stop by and pick that up. And also, if you'd like to meet our pastors, Pastor John and Michelle, and some of the other pastors on staff here, we have this space out in our lobby called the Connection Center. And they hang out there after service waiting to meet you guys. They love the chance to meet you. So if you'd like to meet them, stop by and say hi on your way out.
Absolutely. And you can also check out our informational website, which is myvfc.info. It's again, myvfc.info. You can see all the different events and things that are happening in the life of the church right now. One of the big things, again, because we are turning 25 years as a church, we wanted to celebrate, but we wanted to do it in a way that impacts the community around us. So we're doing something that's called Serve Day, and it's actually this upcoming Saturday. So now it's 6 days away, less than a week, and we're going to take that Saturday morning, that's the 20th of this month, and we're going to serve. There's about 50 projects all throughout the area, throughout the surrounding community, and we're going to just make an impact in the areas in which we live. And so there are a number of different projects, and you can sign up for that. In fact, we need you to sign up for that so we can communicate with you. There are different leaders of those projects. We'll be doing that. But you can sign up, go onto the website, click on Serve Day, and the instructions for how to sign up and where you can find all the different projects, all the instructions are there. We encourage you, this is something we're doing all together as a church to make an impact in our community.
Yeah, we look forward to serving together with you guys. And one last reminder, we have a free treat for you on the way out today. You're all getting free popcorn.
Come on.
On the way
you
out.
Get a popcorn, and you get a popcorn,
yes.
And you get a popcorn.
Because, you know, we did start in the cinema, in a theater, so we thought, what better treat to give you all than popcorn on your way out today. And, you know, Sean, speaking of theater days, I'm looking out here, and I see some people who have been a part of this church for a very long time.
A very long time. Especially you, sir. Very long time. Yeah. Anybody... Anybody been a part of this church for 10 years?
See 10
years?
10 years.
All right, all right. Awesome, awesome.
Yes.
Now, how about some old schoolers in the house? I mean, we're talking 20 years or more.
20 years.
Come on, come on. Yes.
All right.
I mean, that's old school, like Sunday morning singing Jehovah Jireh.
That's right.
Old school.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, Sean, this is good, though, because as we move forward as a church, it is completely healthy to take some time and reflect, right? To kind of reminisce about the good old days, like what church used to be like, you know?
I want to take them back, Kelly.
Yeah.
I want to take them back to a time when plexiglass pulpits reigned supreme.
Yes, plexiglass.
I want to take...
Sean!
Whoa!
Here it is!
What?
Yes!
Wow!
The floral arrangements!
Where did we find this?
In the greenery.
Oh!
Ginormous wedges. Look at these things.
Oh, ginormous wedges. I've missed these.
This is amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, guys, can we maybe get also like a big globe in the back or maybe like a big map of just the entire world? Do we have that?
No.
No.
Oh, bummer. Oh, what about some world flags? Can we get some flags?
Flags? Do we? Oh!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes, this is awesome.
Oh, this is feeling right.
Oh, Sean.
Yeah.
You know what we need?
No.
We need the microphones with the cords.
With the cord?
With the cords. Can we get...
Oh! Do we have...
Here they are. Here they are.
Oh, check.
Hello.
Check.
Hey.
Mic check. Well, hot mic.
Feeling good.
Hot mic. Oh.
Feeling good.
Oh, this is good. My mic has an afro, Kelly.
It does.
Oh, it feels good.
It does. Oh. It's good on the chin. A little cushion.
Oh, my goodness. You know, as good as this is, Kelly, I still feel like there's something still missing.
Yeah?
You don't have bangs.
You're right. I need big bangs.
Can we get?
You need a blazer.
We need some aesthetic accoutrements.
Can we get some?
That's what we need. Can we get some? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
here we go.
Yes.
Here we go. Now this feels good.
I feel the anointing, Kelly. Uh-huh.
Sean, I gotta say.
Yes.
You look like you sound amazing.
I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Yeah.
I mean, it just feels right, doesn't it?
It does.
It just feels like the way it always should be. I want to take him back, Kelly.
Let's do it, Sean. Let's do it.
I want to take him back to a time when we used to sing these incredible old school songs, right, that we just don't sing But I got to admit, Kelly, I'm afraid.
You're afraid. What, you're afraid they're not going to sing, maybe?
No, they're going to sing. They're going to sing. You can't help but sing. These songs have been seared upon our souls. They're going to sing.
This is true.
No, Kelly, I'm concerned that if we go there, if we take them there, they won't want to come back.
You think so?
I know so.
All right, my friend Pat Butcher's here with us today. Give him a hand, would you? Here's the problem. That we were supposed to already be up here, but the two of us couldn't hold a direction in both hands and feet. So anyway, listen, my friend, this is my best friend in the world, Pat Butcher. He's been here from day one. He showed up the very first Sunday that we started 25 years ago, and we have just been, literally, we've talked almost virtually every day for 25 years. Sometimes it's 30 seconds. We just laugh and sometimes hang up. But no, I'm serious. If you can see why we laugh and hang up, but we're really, you know, it's been, he and his wife, and Brooke's here with us today as well, Pat's wife. Brooke, would you stand so we can welcome you as well? People are sure that we know God because of the women we married. I'm not so sure about them, but they know about it. At least they know we know Jesus. But here's the thing is that For 25 years, really 30 almost years now, we have been through the lowest of lows and the highest of highs together, and just it's the best friend I have in the world. And so when we are having our 25 year celebration, we talked about who should come. I said, man, you know, let's bring Pat up and he, because he was here from day one. And how many of you have ever heard Pat speak? Wave at me. How many of you have not? Well, you're in for a treat today, boy. And so Pat and I are about as night and day different as you can get. I'm a Yankee Italian, and he's a southern former pig farmer who now pastors. And so we just have had a great life together. And so I want you to welcome my friend today as he comes, and he's going to share from his heart for about 20 minutes and talk to you about the journey that we've had here. And how much we just, I love you so much, buddy. Thank you for everything. Would you give him a hand, would you? And welcome my best friend. Love you, buddy.
Amen. Amen. It's an honor to be here. And John's telling the truth. We talk every day. Some people accuse us acting like women, but you know what? We talk and we laugh. Doesn't last long sometimes, but it's a lot of fun. I personally met John and Michelle 30 years ago at Rhema at a meeting in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And a mutual friend introduced us and said, you all need each other. I didn't know what that meant. He put my hand into John's hand. I thought, this is kind of strange. It went downhill from that. That night, I thought I was having a heart attack. I wound up literally at the City of Faith at the medical facility. And I thought, did that guy do something to my hand when I touched him? But anyway. But God hooked us up, and it's for a lifetime purpose. And matter of fact, John and Michelle came and ministered at our church, and Michelle saw that I needed a wife and took it upon herself to intercede. And she went into, how many knows Pastor Michelle, when she intercedes, the devil backs up, God moves in. How many say amen? And in a short period of time, this beautiful little thing came to our neck of the woods. Matter of fact, she knew a cousin of mine. I'd never met her, and my cousin lived 4.5 hours away, and she strolled into my life and came to church that Sunday night, and I could get my focus because I was focused on something else. And long story short, I knew God was in it. I asked her to marry me that night. Never met her before because I was 37 years old, and I need to get calves on the ground pretty quick. I may say amen. So my children... Our children are 19 and 24. Carson's 24, be 25 next month. John is 19, be 20 next month. And they should be my grandchildren because I got a late start. I needed help. So God spoke to Brooke, said he's not completely crazy. We got married and the rest is history. Amen. But amen. God's good. So here's what we're about tonight, today, and all the way back. I'm going to back up here. I thank God for Michelle and John, Pastor John and Michelle, and the kids are our families. They're not like family, they're our family. And we go back, like I say, to 30 years, and then we go back to the beginning of the church. If you would open up your Bibles or look on your phones to 1 Corinthians 13:13, I want to talk about three words today that's going to tie into everything that has gone on and everything that will go on in the future. Victory Family Church started as Victory Christian Fellowship. This is our birthday. We're 25 years old today. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Where's the cake?" Everybody say, "We're 25 years old today. Happy birthday to us. Thank God we've survived a lot of things. We've overcome. And thank God you're here." But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:13, and he says, "And these three things remain." Paul's talking about the power of love, what it is, the kindness, the purity, the long-suffering, the patience. And he said, faith, hope, and love. These things remain, but he said, the greatest of these is love. If I think of anything of the past 25 years of Victory Family Church, I think of those three words: faith, hope, and love. Would you say them with me right now? Say faith, hope, and love. How many knows every time you become involved with anything in Victory, you're going to be walking into a place where your faith can grow, where your hope's going to anchor you to whatever you need to be anchored to in God to get you through the problems or the situations of life. And this whole thing is about loving people unconditionally as God does. How many say amen? Amen? So it doesn't matter how you get here. It matters that you get here. And I'm glad today that you are here. And I don't know when you come on board. It might have been some of us were all the way back to the first service. Miss Patty, is she? Where's Miss Patty? Is she here somewhere? Miss Patty, John's mother, John's dad was there. I think a brother or two, Michelle. Ryan was a baby, 7 months old, and we had 33 people. I think 8 were family, including myself. And I'm telling you, it was something to behold in the cinemas. We got up and it was frost on the windshield. We loaded equipment in John's dad's truck. We rubbed the frost off the windshield, and away we went to the cinema to have church. 33 people showed up. Michelle and I folded and made 50 bulletins the night before. We were expecting a crowd. How many say amen? And we get there, and here we go. A guy in the back's running the sound, has a hunting coat on and ear flaps down. He never took them off the whole time. I don't know if he's waiting to run. I don't know what happened to that guy. But anyway, we started off. And Pastor John got up and led praise and worship. And I said, "Jesus, please show up sometime. Do something here. This is not going to work." And he's saying, "We bring the sacrifice of praise." I said, "You have no idea what we're sacrificing. Listen to you." But I'm telling you, God was in there. That was the birthing of the church. And here came Victory out of that place in the cinemas down there. And then he preached a message on love, on reaching people. And then he began to prophesy. And then he said, "There'll be a day this church will have 500 people in it." Well, 33 to 500, that's a pretty good shot. I may say amen. Then he said, "There'll be a day this church has 1,000 people on a weekend." I'm going, hallelujah. Then he said, 1,500. I thought I was getting ready to go to the boat to gamble. Then he said, 2,000. Then he said, 2,500. I pinched Michelle and I said, "My God, is this right? What's going on?" And then 2,500, somewhere in there he stopped. And I said, this is God. Well, I'll tell you the truth. The prophecy's already been fulfilled. Turn your neighbor and say, "We can go home now." No, stay here. Because this is the first quarter has ended officially today. The first quarter, like football, has ended today. And the second quarter begins today in Victory Family Church. The call of God on Victory Family Church starts today. The first quarter's in the books. It's in the books. I mean, we put points on the board. We were offsides a few times. We held a few times, but we scored and we scored and we scored. And you are the points that were scored. Lives were changed. Hope was given. Faith was built. And you and I had changed lives because these two people, Pastor John and Michelle, believed that God wanted everyone to operate in faith, wanted everyone to operate in hope, and wanted everybody to learn to love themselves. Some of us grew up and we didn't grow up in nice situations. Some of us grew up and we were talked down to or neglected or rejected. Some of us were abused. Some of us were patted on the head and said, you're the best thing that ever lived, and we thought we could control the world. But the truth is, through the teaching and the preaching and the display of God's love from this word, we found out that God loves us. Matter of fact, right now, just take your hands and just put them around yourself. If you're a little chubby like me, take your time. Don't hurt nothing. And say this with me. God loves me just the way I am. I'm at this church. I'm a part of this church on purpose because there's others like me. Now look at your neighbor and say, you sure look good today. Amen. Now turn to your other neighbor and say, where are you going for dinner? Well, dinner's lunch up here, but anyway, you might get a free meal. So watching that happen and then begin to watch the love of God flow through Pastor John and Michelle and how God was attracting people. And then I began to notice something happened very quick. There was a demand put on this church by the Spirit of God to believe for miracles. Not only bodies healed, not only marriages healed. I'm talking about miracles to touch a region. And remember, the first quarter's over. We can look back and look at our points. We can look back and look at all the successes. But I'm telling you, next week, Pastor John's going to talk about the future. Everybody say the future. The future is brighter. You know, eyes not seen, ears not heard, nor is entered into our hearts as Victory Family Church what God wants to do with us the next 25 years. Listen. Now listen, some of you are going, well, now Jesus is coming back soon. That's what my mother said when she was 7 years old. I believe Jesus is coming back, but until then, we need to put the combines in the field. We need to go to work. We need to do whatever it takes to reach people who are broken, bruised, lost, and don't know Christ. We need to reach people that religion has walked on by. This is a Good Samaritan church. We don't walk on by nobody here. We don't get stiff and religious. We don't have rules and regulations. We have relationship with Christ, and we get in the ditch with anyone who's in the ditch. I mean, can say amen. This church is a ditch church. And you're going to get bloody and muddy, and you're going to smell, and you're going to be accused of being like the person in the ditch. And the people who do that are hypocrites because we're all broken and bruised. We're all bleeding and we're all hurting. But I began to watch something happen very quick. As we're peers in a way, and John is a pastor to me, he and Michelle and Brooke and I. There's been 3 o'clock calls. I had a sudden loss of a nephew. He was at church that morning, and that night he was gone from the earth in an accident that almost took my other nephew. And I'm back there with my nephew that's alive, and the head nurse comes out, U of L trauma down in Louisville, and said, is there a Reverend Butcher here? I said, yes, ma'am. And that's back before we had cell phones. And I grabbed it, and John said, I'm on my way, and I'm so sorry, but I'll be there. And he came and did the funeral that I couldn't do. And I'm telling you, you can have a brother or sister just like that if you'll believe God. It's not just for one or two of us. How many knows God wants us to have a brother and sister that sticks closer than a brother or sister? How many say amen? That he wants us to have a friend. And that's just a celebration of what I began to see was simply how when people are led and fed by God's servants and shepherds, things happen. Jeremiah 23 verse 3 says, God says, I'll put shepherds among them who will feed them. The number one job of leadership in America is to feed the word and to feed vision and hope. And that's what you guys have been getting. How many say amen? And it's all because of Jesus anointing you and I to release the grace on the inside of us. And the Bible says when people are fed by God-directed shepherds and leaders, it says number one, they'll fear no more. Number one, fear's out the door. And we begin to live by faith. We're not bound by fear. Number two, they won't be dismayed or confused anymore. How many begin to get your bearings straight because of coming to this church and being a part? And number three, it says they'll lack no more. And they'll find those who have been lost. And that's what we're about. I want Pastor Johns and Michelle to come up here right now. And I want to just to do something with them if they don't mind. And turn to your neighbor and say, man, I'm glad you're here again. And as they come up here, we're going to present them, and they're going to be a blessing unto them today. Look here, we got some flowers. Michelle, we appreciate those flowers. They didn't come from the convenience store. They come from a flower shop. Amen. The reality of this couple, they're real. How many knows your pastors are real? How many knows they're touchable? They're relatable. How many knows they're real? How many knows that they represent the hands and feet of Jesus? How many knows that they're not perfect, but they are working out their lives just like me and you? So I'm going to let you be a part of this right now, and I'm going to read off some things, and if it applies to you, I want you to stand up. If you receive Jesus Christ in this church, not just here, but in the cinemas, in Mystic Pine Trail, wherever it was, if you receive Jesus under this ministry, would you please stand up? If you got born again, keep standing. Let's give them a hand clap. Keep standing. Look around the room. Keep standing. Your lives were changed eternally because of the faithfulness of Pastor John and Michelle. Number two, if you had your marriage restored or is being restored or your marriage been ministered to in this church, please stand up right now. In other words, you're still married or you're being healed in your marriage. Praise God. Give them a hand clap. I'm telling you, the devil's defeated. Praise God. Amen. If you've been prayed for or prayed over and had healing manifest in any capacity in your body, please stand up. Physical or emotional healing, please stand up. Please stand up. Thank God for healing. Thank God for healing in our minds and our bodies. Thank God for the word being taught. Thank God for fear leaving. Thank God for confusion leaving. Thank God for people receiving hope and faith and love. If your children or grandchildren have been impacted by this church, please stand up. Our kids and our grandkids. Aren't you glad you have leaders that are willing to transition to reach the young people of this earth? Aren't you glad you have people who will pay a price to do things out of the norm, to become the norm, to reach the kids? If you and your family have been touched or cared for by this church, please stand up in any capacity. Any capacity. Praise God. And if you're not standing up, I invite you to stand up and help me find the birthday cake. Please stand up. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Let's give the Lord a praise. Let's thank God for servants who will lead. Let's thank God for Jesus who has never given up on me and you. And Father God, Brooke and I will agree in prayer. Father, we thank you. Let's agree, church. We thank you for long life and extended life for Pastors John and Michelle. We thank you for granting them the desires of their heart. We thank you for giving them the wisdom for the next quarter, for the next 25 years. And Father, we as a church are going to prayerfully support them. We're going to pray for them. We're going to step in positions of place, and we're going to serve the vision of reaching people with a love that is unconditional from you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Love you, buddy.
Love you.
Appreciate
you,
my friend. Love you. Amen. You can be seated. Praise God. You're on a journey, church. You're on a journey. And the definition of a journey is a trip or a voyage. It's an expedition. It's an excursion. It's a road trip. You're here at this church on purpose, with purpose. And I'm telling you, thousands are coming on a weekend now, but there's many more in our future. And Pastor John's going to talk about the extension of what's going to happen in the next season. And there's great things as we celebrate what God has done. From the cinemas to Mystic Pine Trail to here. I'm telling you, when you drive north up 19, you go by Paracas floor covering, you go by insurance agencies, you go by this and that, and Boston Market Chicken. Then all of a sudden you pop over the hill and there she sits. Victory Family Church, there she sits. A city on a hill, there she sits. Hope is on a hill. Purpose is on a hill. Liberty's on a hill because God desired that you and I be that blessing to all people. Jesus told a story in Matthew chapter 12. He basically said this. He said a man needed somebody to work his vineyards and he needed somebody to do something. So he found people who had idle time, who didn't have purpose. And he said, I'll hire you to work in my vineyard for a day and you get a penny. He said, this is the wage and reward you're going to get for giving yourself to work today. So he hired the first worker at 9 o'clock in the morning. 9 o'clock in the morning. He saw there were still other people that needed a purpose and a job. He hired the next guy at 12 o'clock. He saw there were still people out there who did not have purpose and direction. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he hired another one, same wage. And then at 5 o'clock or the 11th hour, as we would say, or right before six as they quit, he hired the final guy and paid them all the same. I don't know when you got to victory, and it might be your first day at victory, but you're right on time. I don't know if you come with the early bunch 4 years at the movie cinema. I don't know if you was at Mystic Pine Trail. I don't know if you were part when it started here. If you came today, you're on time. So don't let anyone ever tell you you're not on time and you should have been here for that. I'm telling you, our past is going to propel us into our future. Our past, God has been faithful. God has always met us at every need. God has always challenged us. I remember the first egg extravaganza, and I remember John, he prayed, we prayed over the phone. He goes, "Where am I going to find all the people to stuff the eggs?" I said, "God loves the kids so much, the people show up to stuff the eggs." How many say amen? And thousands of eggs that turned into seeds of hope into children's lives. Everything that's ever happened here, and now it's spilling over and helping pastors and other ministers. It's spilling over into other places and people. And I'm telling you, God is a God of multiplication. And that's what Pastor John's going to start talking about more and more. And that's what he's going to speak on, he and Michelle. I'm talking about past, looking back. Your rearview mirror is little. Get a good look in it, but your windshield's big. How many say amen? Thank God for what's behind you, but look forward to what's ahead. Don't get so attached to the old stuff that you can't embrace the new stuff. Because I'm telling you, the first quarter's over. And Father God owns the team. He's in the skybox up there sitting with Jerry Jones. He's away up there. God sitting with Jerry Jones, and he owns the Cowboys. Jerry don't know that yet, but anyway, God the Father owns the team. The head coach is Jesus Christ, and he's a player coach. He came and played and then became the coach. He's our Lord and Savior and the head of the church. How many say amen? He's been tempted in every way like we were. He knows where we're going. He's going to lead us into that next place. And then the Holy Spirit, he's the strength coach. Being filled with the Holy Ghost and power, strength in you and I, gives us the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And also, he's the offensive and defensive coordinator. So I'm telling you, the only way we can lose is if we quit the team. Let me say it again. The only way you and I can lose is if we quit the team. And look at your neighbor and say, "I'm no quitter." Everybody do that right now. And I want to show you this morning how faithful God has been to reach children, to reach youth, to reach everybody. You go into some churches, there's so much white hair. There's no youth anywhere. There's no young people anywhere. You go into some churches, you either think it's a mattress factory or a cotton field. How many say amen? All you see is white, fluffy stuff. And sometimes they color it a little bit. And then you go into some church, and they're so young, you can't find anybody past 30. Nobody's ever heard of Harry Truman. How many say amen? No one knows there was two other wars. How many say amen? But this church is like vegetable soup. There's every vegetable in the garden. There's cucumbers, there's carrots, there's onions, there's tomatoes, there's squash. It's all in the soup. And there's the variety, the diversity, and the variety makes it so pleasable to eat. But the meat in this soup is Jesus Christ. The meat in this soup is the hope of the world. And that's why today, as I begin to wind down, I just want to encourage you, no matter what season of life you're in. And the Bible says every season there's a purpose. So don't try to live your purpose outside of your season. Let's embrace what God has done. Let's continue to thank God for what he has done. But I'm telling you, the Lord's got great things ahead of us also. How many knows at least three people who need Jesus this morning? Raise your hand. How many knows there's at least three people who are born again, but they don't have a church home? They're not participating nowhere. And how many knows there's three people who are absolutely insanely unhappy and they need to laugh? Well, you got nine people to work on. How many say amen? And I want to close down with this. We've been running the ball for 25 years. We've had a tremendous line running the ball, gaining ground, running the ball, putting points on the board, pushing back the defense, hitting the holes. But the offense is going to start spreading out. We'll still run the ball. Y'all remember a guy named The Bus that used to run the ball for the Steelers? Now you have to understand, I'm 53 miles south of Cincinnati. Because of the affiliation of Pastor John and Michelle and you people, my children are Steelers fans. I'm a Bengals fan. I took my bag off years ago. I come out. I come out of the closet. I pray for Coach Lewis. I'm a Bengals fan. You guys got rings, we got parole dates. But anyway, you know. But bless God, the Steelers are down there today. If it wasn't for him and her, I'd be there today. But I love him and her more than I love my Bengals. But I want to show you something as a close today. And I want to point out the importance of where you're at in life chronologically and spiritually. If you're from like zero, which means you're a baby, and we got about 400, 500 of those in children's church. If you're from zero to 20 in age, stand up real quickly. Just stand up. Zero to 20. Stand up. Now don't sit down. Stand up. Look around. Everybody look around. Look at all the young people in here. Look at that. Amen. Well, stand up. I want to thank you. You can be seated. You can be seated. I want to thank you for your faithfulness. I want to thank you for jumping into what God's called you to do. You know, zero to 20, you've learned not to touch the stove. You learned mom, dad's always right. How many say amen? You learned your personality. When you were little, you hated little boys, hated little girls. That's reversed. How many say amen? Little girls hated little boys. That's all reversed. I want to thank you for learning how to live. Because you've been learning. You've been learning what to do. You learned personality. I want to thank you. And the Church of Jesus Christ needs you. Now, you guys stood up. We got another 400 or 500 over there. I want to thank you for being faithful in your purpose right now. Because if you be a part of this place, you're always going to be able to find who you are, what you're called to do, and where you're supposed to be in this thing. I'll tell you, your gifts will be discovered, your gifts will be developed, and you'll be distributed in the kingdom of God in the vision that God has for Victory Family Church. Now, if you're from 20 to 40, stand up. 20 to 40, please stand up and stand up just long and everybody can see. Everybody look around. The diversity of the room, amen. Stand up. If you're from 20 to 40, all right, listen, you've got out of high school. Or in Kentucky, you quit school by now. You got out of high school. You went to college. You went to trade school. You started in the work field. You probably got married. You're having kids. You know, you're moving on 20 to 40. You bought a house. You're renting something. You got car payments, house payments, toaster payments. How many say amen? You got minivans, SUVs. You're running kids to and from practice. You don't even know your name someday. How many say amen? You put a sticker on your wife so you don't forget her name. You're working, 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 and you're living right now. You've moved from learning some things. You're just living out life. I want to encourage you to live life within the family of Victory Family Church. I want to encourage you to live life and let the vision flow into you and let your gifts and graces be distributed here with each other. And we need you, and we love you, and we're honorable, thankful for you. Let's give them a hand clap. Amen. And then we get to a place about 40. About 40, we have halftime, and halftime's simply where we have to stop and rest. Halftime's where we get bandaged up for what's broken. We get reevaluated. We have to make adjustments. Good coaches make adjustments at halftime. Great coaches make adjustments between series, between issues of life. So halftime, we get watered up, Gatorade up, and refreshed up, and then we step back into the game of life. And if you're from 40 to 60, stand up. 40 to 60. Let's give them a hand clap. Look around the room. Look around the rooms. 40 to 60. 40 to 60. Okay, listen just a second. Your kids should be leaving the house. Change the locks. No, your kids should be leaving the house. You should have grandkids. You should be able to look and say, I've got to plan this rest of the thing out. Hopefully you got some level of retirement down the road. But you've learned, you've lived, and now I call you leaders. There are more than your children and grandchildren watching you. You're leading other people because of the experiences of life and your faithfulness to God and your ability to believe for miracles. God is allowing you to lead others now. And hopefully life's easing up a little bit for you, but keep Jesus in the middle. And don't be like Carrie Underwood, Jesus, take the wheel. Tell him never take the hands off. How many say amen? And just keep going, and we thank God for you guys. You can be seated, amen. And then that's the third quarter. The fourth quarter is 60 to 80. 60 to 80. All right, John Spencer, all right, 60 to 80. Some people think like we make it this far. Yeah, 60 to 80. Now, I call this group legacy. Because you've left a trail big enough people can follow now. A one-eyed squirrel can pick up this trail. I'm telling you, your experience with God, your experience of overcoming, not giving up on yourself, not giving up on God. There's levels of wisdom in you. There's levels of righteousness in you. There's wealth of emotional grace and strength in you, financial blessing. You are now, should be, could be leading other young people, men and women, to mentor them to make it as far as you do and further. I thank God for your faithfulness. I thank God for your stand for Christ. I thank God for joining up a church that has a heart to reach anyone and everyone. Amen. I thank God for long life. You know, up to 50, our body takes care of us. After 50, we have to take care of our body. I mean, say amen. So I'm believing for healing emotionally, spiritually, physically for you. I'm believing for catch up and redemption for you financially and every other way. But we honor you for making the trek, for jumping on board, for being with God's grace and being on the train. And we salute you. And everybody said amen. Amen. And this is my favorite one. My favorite one. If you're 80 or above, stand up. 80 or above. 80 or above. Keep standing. 80 or above. 80 or above. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Your faithfulness, your example. You've never quit. You've never turned your back. You've led. You've lived. You've learned. You've left a legacy. And you still have stuff on the inside of you. You're full of wisdom. You're full of grace and wealth. And God has much for you to accomplish in your latter days. And here's the advice Pastor Pat's going to give to you today. You're 80 and plus. It's sudden death over time. Throw the ball. When you see an opportunity, go for it. Don't you let nobody talk you out of something or talk you into something because of your age. When you see the purpose and the grace God has for you, go for it and pass downhill what God has given unto you. Like I said last night, when you get to heaven, we're going to be able to stand in the presence of our Lord physically. We're going to be able to touch him. We're going to be able to go into the throne room and sit at the feet of the Father physically. We do that now spiritually, but physically. And that's going to be, we can't even think about that, what that means. But there's going to be people, listen to me, and I'm not saying this funny. There's going to be people in heaven that tap you on the shoulder. And it could be just regular people. It could be people you knew that's in heaven. Or it could be Moses or David or Jeremiah or Deborah or Mary the mother of Jesus. And they're going to say this. Were you part of that victory thing? Were you part of that thing that not only touched the region, but touched the nation and the world? Were you part of that? How was that? What happened at that first egg extravaganza? What happened when Pastor John got peed on by a baby lamb? What happened? And people are going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, after the Lord has told you. I salute you. I don't know how to say it in Italian, but how you say it in Italian?
Salute.
Salute. I salute you because of your love, your faithfulness, and your faith, hope, and love. Would you bow your heads with me? Father, I thank you today for everyone here. I thank you they're here on purpose, Lord. And Lord, whenever they got on the train, whenever they got on the bus, it's irrelevant. The key is they're here.
Thank you for listening to this teaching from Victory Family Church. We pray that you were blessed by God's word. For additional teaching, resources, and podcasts, as well as information on who we are and our upcoming events, please visit our website, lifeatvictory.com.